USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers of both parties are blaming each other for the current crisis at the southern border. Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have blamed the Trump administration for leaving behind a broken immigration system for the current influx of migrants attempting to illegally cross into the United States. Republicans have cited the Biden administration's reversal of several of those Trump-era policies for driving the crisis. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently visited the border in his state and tells Fox News that the agents on the border have told him what's causing the crisis.
The Border Patrol officers themselves told me that they informed the Biden administration that because of the policy changes, it was going to lead to this massive surge that we are just now beginning to see, knowing this is going to be getting far worse in the coming months. They also said that the reason for the change, the reason for the increase in the influx, is because of the policy change by the Biden administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Most of us eat poorly, don't get enough exercise, and spend too much time in a sedentary lifestyle. All of that coupled with concerns over COVID-19, and we're looking at a train wreck in the future. John Clemens has that story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
To have obesity is to weigh, on average, about 50 pounds over the median average weight. Michael Bergen is the CEO of the American Obesity Association, formerly the Massachusetts Science Center.
There was a Harvard University study 2 years ago that predicted a 50% obesity rate in 2030. But because of the pandemic and all these other factors, this, kind of train wreck for Americans based on the pandemic is more likely to be in 2025.
The American Obesity Association has introduced a series of national programs to reduce obesity. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stimulus checks from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Package passed last week have begun to hit the bank accounts of some Americans, though March 17th is the official day that payments are scheduled to begin. The White House says they will continue to go out over the next several weeks. Congressional Republicans say that the actual cost of those stimulus payments is much higher than most would be willing to pay. Senator Tom Barrasso says calling the bill a measure for COVID relief is false advertising. The Wyoming Republican tells ABC's This Week that the bill should have been about defeating the virus and should not have contained so much money for other projects.
We have three vaccines that are very effective. We have that's what President Biden has inherited, a recovering economy. So Republicans want to make sure people get shots in the arms, kids get back to school, people get back to work. But we are not going to stand with the Democrats as they try to exploit a crisis to send lots of money to big cities and to blue states and to really failed pension plans. This is not supposed to be a bailout. It's supposed to be about helping get the disease behind us.
And the bracket for the 2021 NCAA tournament has been released. Gonzaga is the number one overall seed in the tournament, getting the top seed in the West region. They're the fifth team to enter the tournament with an undefeated record and look to become the first undefeated champion since Indiana accomplished the feat in the 1975-76 season. Baylor is the number one seed in the South, with Illinois getting the top line in the Midwest region after winning the Big Ten tournament earlier on Sunday. Fellow Big Ten team Michigan is the one seed in the East. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.